You get like a lot of visioning. Yeah.
Love Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Chris Carter here along with Dante Woods. We're just chilling out here on this lovely day in Saginaw. We're just going to continue our information on business, what we were talking about on Monday. On Monday, if you missed out on that show, D. Woods made an extremely awesome point on humble pie. I want him to expand on how to be humble. That was just like an eye opener to me, was the humble pie. That thing, man. I'm getting ready to use that in one of my Bible study messages coming up on Monday, is the humble pie. So D, just give me a little outlook on what you meant by the humble pie.
Basically, if your listeners haven't heard, what I was saying was, basically, I'm continually trying to take a slice of humble pie, you know, because I feel as if, you know, the whole humble pie, the message is, you know, stay true to yourself, you know, there's no really need to become arrogant in one's abilities, not a need to become, as some would say, conceited. You know, being humble really doesn't mean that, you know, you don't believe in yourself. It just means you have a quiet confidence about yourself. And that's what I genuinely like to have. I don't really like to, you know, brag at all, because I feel that's, you know, that's pointless. As Michael Jordan once said, you know, let your game speak. So that's what I do. I let my life speak for me instead of speaking my life.
Well, I totally agree. Are you in church, and do you do the walk with God? And because that's mainly, I feel, if you have God on your side, you can never miss out on the blessings that He has for you. And along with the humbleness, if you stay humble to yourself and don't get hungry in the flesh instead of being hungry in the spirit. What is your walk with God like, man?
Man, it's been pretty much a journey. Like, earlier in my life, you know, I went through some things or whatever, you know, I began to second guess my dreams, you know, second guess whether or not it'll come true, and second guess whether or not, you know, it was for me, whether or not it was my calling. But, like, through along the way, I've had a lot of people who, you know, continue to push me. But these people who continue to push me are those who I would have never thought to say things like that to me, you know. And I remember it was probably about 2 years ago. What drives me today, it was probably about 2 years ago. I was about to stop writing. I was about to just quit music because I had a little issue with an ex-girlfriend. So I was talking to my DJ. His name is DJ DC, Daryl Calhoun. And I was talking to him about, you know, what was going on with me. And he was like, you know, to be honest with you, you really shouldn't let this go. You really should not. Because first off, you're very, very creative. You spit like a grown man. And with that being said, you know, he basically was telling me, you know, I was kind of ahead of my time at the, you know, young age that I was, which is only 16. And basically what he told me was, this God-given talent that I have, God gave it to me, and God could take it away at any moment in time. And I thought about it, you know. Writing helps me release some of my stress and my tension. It helps me be creative. It helps me be who I am. And I really wouldn't want that taken away from me. So, you know, like I said, my walk with God has been pretty much a long journey, but
I mean, everybody's
right hand man.
Everybody's walk with God is a journey, and we take it for granted what He places in our lives, and and we try to take it and run with it, but we have to move slow with that. But right now, I would like to take just a real quick break. If you got any questions for me or D Woods, just give us a call at 646-478-3300. We'll be right here. You're live with the Doc. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Kenny G with Sentimental. We thank you. You're live right here with Dr. Carter. Once again, if you have any questions for him or myself, just give us a call at 646-478-3300. Back to the talk. Our next topic is the next step to success. We're just moving forward. And we just, one question I have for you is, what is your next step, Mr. Woods?
My next step is to start promoting my mixtape that I'm currently writing. It's currently under construction. The mixtape is called CIA, Creativity and Auto-Tune. And pretty much my whole mixtape, the whole concept of the mixtape is about basically people opening up their eyes. You know, the whole saying of don't judge a book by its cover is basically what my mixtape is about. Because the whole mixtape is basically an illusion, you know. If you think it's something, it's not. It's really not. You know, it's one of my most creative concepts so far, because it takes a lot of time to try to, you know, bring someone in and then take them somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And it's a work of art, so to speak.
Right.
But right now, that's my next step, to promote this mixtape, to get out, start doing some shows, and things of that nature. Start pushing my brand, which is Fam First, and RANENT, and RAN stands for reducing all negatives. So, yeah, that's my next step.
Man, you're about to blow up, dude.
I'm trying.
Are you going to stay here in Saginaw for a while and then blow up, or are you going to move out and go somewhere other than Saginaw? Or are you going to branch out here in Saginaw? What is that looking like for you?
One thing that I really don't believe is when people say, you know, oh, Saginaw is a small town, we really don't have many opportunities here, and blase, blase. Just like what you said on your status last night, Dr. Carter, the difference between five fingers and a fist is unity. Together we can knock anything out. There's many DJs, there's many producers, there's many artists, there's many rappers, there's many singers. If we all at least band together and at least try to push, Saginaw could be a very prosperous city in music. You know what I'm saying? Because with the DJs, they're going everywhere. So, you know.
So you're with the part of the team that is taking the concept of people saying Saginaw is going to be a ghost town, and you're a part of the team that wants to transform and make it a different statement.
Pretty much, you know.
All right. So
you
we
bring
all have
positive.
Go ahead.
If you bring positive things to a negative place, it has to become positive. A positive
Keep going.
Negative.
Keep going.
Is what always
You're
positive,
on the road.
Right?
Keep going. I'm not going to stop you there.
So,
you just made a great point there. If you bring positive things to a negative place, it has no choice but to turn positive. So how are you expecting to change and make the negative positive? Are you going
to
do that through your music?
To be honest with you, I understand that, you know, no one man on this earth can, you know, change an entire city. You know, it takes a team, you know. But if one man can try, if one man can be persistent, steady putting bugs in people's ears for the positive, for the good, then somebody is going to get irritated to the point where they're like, you know what, if you shut up, I'm a band with you, okay? I'm a hop on the bandwagon if you just shut up. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I want. You know, with my music, I'm just basically, you know, exposing my personality with my music. You know, of course, there's going to be some songs where people like, oh my gosh, man, he's just so real. There's going to be some songs where, oh my gosh, the guy is just he's just an ignoramus. But I'm just exposing my personality throughout my music, because that's what you're supposed to do, you know, as an artist. You know, if it should be like this, If somebody likes you for you, then they should like your music. If somebody likes your music, they should like you.
Right.
Because they can see who you are as a person, you know? It shouldn't be a facade in your rap, in your song,
right.
You know? It should just be you. It should be genuine. Right. So with that being said, if I can promote, you know, basically being different, which is actually being yourself, being normal, then, you know, some little kid would just look in the mirror and be like, well, you know what? I want to be me. I'm tired of having my pants sagged. I'm tired of wearing, you know, skinny jeans. I'm tired of wearing grills. I'm tired of wearing earrings. I just want to be me.
I got a funny question, because speaking of grills, I was thinking about that song, you know, just a couple of days ago with, you know, all of them, and they're talking about, let me see your grill. Do you think grills will come back into action? Do you think grills... That you'll see the grill stage come back where you walk through the mall and you're walking past the jewelry spot, and in the little display case they got the grills with the diamonds and you know, talking about the ice out of your mouth. And do you think that stage will come back?
To be honest with you, I think something far more ridiculous will take the place of grills. You know, With the music, with the media today, you know, a lot of miscellaneous items and objects get, you know, glorified for no apparent reason, just to cover up certain things. But I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna go there. That's more politics. But
right.
You know, and it's sad, because instead of, you know, telling us what's positive going on in our community, you know, it's always the negative. Like if you watch if you watch Fox News, if you watch CNN, I was talking to my partner at work the other day about this. If you watch Fox News, CNN, or some about Rush Limbaugh, or you happen to catch a presidential campaign about Barack Obama, you know, it's always something negative. No, if America is supposed to be the land of the free, a land of unity, God bless America, why are we attacking each other so much? It makes no sense. We're supposed to be a unified country. We're supposed to be working together to build the betterment of man, woman, and child. But yet we are steady attacking each other. This makes no sense. I'm actually writing a song about it. It's called Times Are Crazy. And it's like, are you serious? Are you serious? Uh-huh. This is what we're promoting?
Can we follow you on Twitter? What's your Twitter name? Can we follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, I have a Twitter. My Twitter name is D. Woodrow Wilson.
D. Woodrow Wilson.
You know, D. Woodrow Wilson. That's two D's within the Woodrow, you know. There's a story behind that. while I was growing up, I'd say around my sophomore year. So, yeah, my sophomore year. I had this this thing where my homeboys used to call me Woodrow a lot, you know, because of my last name. And I was in, you know, history class reading on presidents and stuff. Woodrow Wilson, I'd be D. Woodrow Wilson. And by golly, you know, my son was born on President's Day, and almost every person I come in contact who likes music and who's trying to build a record label wants me to be the president of the record label. So it's very eerie.
Right.
It's very eerie.
Right. Let me bring this caller in, all right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
You're on there with Dr. Carter. What's up?
What's up, man? This is Jay Ford.
What's up, Jay Ford?
What's going on, homie?
Listen to cartoons, you know.
I'm taking a commercial break right here. Then we'll bring Josh in to everything. So stick around. Dr. Carter, y'all live with Dr. Carter right here.
Brought me to such freedom. I found you, your feelings.
Us is the one, the only, Deionis Monclavis Hinton. Deionis, what's up, man? Deionis, you there? I know he's there, but...
I thought we had Jay Ford on.
He is on.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Deionis.
He's with you.
Whenever he ready, he'll let me know about you. But we're having a very decent show, and we thank everybody for tuning in. You can follow me at on Twitter at Dr. Carter 21. I know J4, you got the Twitter. What's your Twitter name, brother?
J4 18 ST.
All right. And is Deionis, you there? don't know where Deanna's at, man, but I have him called back then. Well, very successful show so far, Deontay Woods has made so many awesome points, and I want to get, Josh, I want to get you in this conversation. Also, what are you doing as, we go way back, man, we go all the way back to daycare. What are you doing as far as, did you go to a Kudos meeting the other night?
Nah.
You ain't make it to one? But you've been to one since you've been out of high school, though, right?
Yeah, just one, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, how did it feel going back to that?
And you feel a little bit old, like mature enough, and you like start to see the little stuff like people playing around. You like get like more serious about it. And you like some people stop playing and stuff, you know. It's a little bit different.
All right, you're on live with Dr. Carter and D. Woods. What's up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Caller. 719-266.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I got lost for a second.
I'm sorry?
I was told to call by one of your callers.
Okay.
So I heard that you were talking about taking the next step in your life.
Right.
Okay.
Which caller did you want to talk to?
D. Woods. Is that what he...
All right, we'll give it to D. Woods. You, go ahead, D. Woods.
What's going on?
What's your question?
Okay. How do you take the next step when you have lots of obstacles in the way?
You said, how do you take the next step when you have lots of obstacles in the way?
Yes.
Well, it's a little three-step process, you know.
Okay.
It's harder than it sounds. Well, it's easier than it sounds. It's only as hard as you make it. The first step is realizing what those obstacles are, which it should be the hardest part. The second step is planning how to get through those obstacles. And the third step is planning on what you're doing after you get away from those obstacles. Simple three-step, but, you know, like I said, it's only as hard as you make it.
Okay, and what if those obstacles, like, are masquerading as, like, people that are trying to help you, but in reality they're really not?
Well, what you may want to do is sit down, talk to them, let them know how you feel about whatever it is you're feeling, see how they feel. At least try to establish some common ground, you know. That's what you always want. You always want a foundation. You always want some common ground. And if that doesn't work because either the person is acting ignorant or belligerent, then, you know, you should know where they stand by that action being taken, you know?
Okay.
Is that all?
Did he answer your question?
Yes, he did.
All right, what's your name?
Jasmine.
Okay, Jasmine, thank you for calling in. D. Woods, good job on answering that question. Well, we're running out of time here, but we will be back. Once again, thank you, as always, to D. Woods, Joshua Ford, and unfortunately, Deontis did call in, but he wasn't saying nothing. So always remember to move forward, keep your head up, and stay strong in the Lord, and know that if you put him number one, all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens you, and keep your head up. Dr. Carter, I'm out. Thank you. Thank you, D. Woods, man. You are the man.
Little fun fact. That was my baby mother.
That was your baby mother?
That was my baby mom. So I told her to call in and join into the conversation or whatever. Okay. But she got a little nervous. And...
Okay. Well, it was nice meeting Jessica.
Jasmine
was her name. I'm sorry, Jasmine. Well, we just go chill out for a little while longer and play a little bit more music. We got a little extra time. So if Deanna does want to call back in, he can do so. If we have any other callers listening in, please feel free to join in on the conversation and give Dr. Carter and D. Woods questions to answer, because it is a show that everybody can play a part in. It's not just for the host to do all the work. You know, we need some questions to be asked. And just remember that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And we totally thank everybody for what they're doing. Next scheduled show will probably be for Friday night at 11 o'clock Michigan time. So make sure you tune in. Once again, I would like to thank D. Woods. Give him a round of applause at your house. Thank you for him, the true co-host, and to Deanna Chenton. In his absence, we thank him. And continue to listen in. We will do more shows and have more fun. As I said, I'm Dr. Carter, and I'm headed out the door because I have a busy day ahead of me. So keep your heads up, all right?